Welcome to Worship Shorts. Today I want to talk about a rash of cottages. This should not be confused with a cache of radishes, which is a supply of small, spicy tubers. A rash of cottages is a proliferation of different types of cottage prayers, which is exactly what we find in a typical Jewish service. In fact, there are four different types of kaddish usually found in Jewish services: the mourner's kaddish, which we are all familiar with, the half kaddish, the full kaddish, and the rabbi's kaddish. These are all used at different places in different services, and they are primarily prayed as a way of transitioning from one part of the service to another. There is one other kaddish used after a burial service, which is also used after the end of studying a tractate of the Talmud. There's also a different kaddish used among the Ashkenazic people and another used among the Sephardic people. At Ohev, we use the Sephardic version because A, it includes a reference to the Messiah, and 2, the Hebrew primarily spoken in Israel is Sephardic. It doesn't hurt that the Sephardic pronunciation is primarily used among Jews of a Latino origin, which would apply to a number of our members. The central theme of the Kaddish prayer is the sanctification of God's name. The prayer is very old, with the oldest version being found in a siddur from around 900 CE. It is only said when there are 10 or more present. A woman, a Gentile, or a Jew who believes in Yeshua would not be counted in the 10 for the most observant minyans. In our Messianic tradition, we don't usually make these exclusions. We do, however, usually observe the need to have 10 people present. There are different melodies used at different parts of the service and in different services on different days. In Sephardic congregations, everyone sits for the Kaddish except for the Kaddish immediately after the Amidah, where everyone stands, and for the mourner's Kaddish, where only those who are mourning stand. In Ashkenazi synagogues, customs vary. It is common in both Orthodox and Reform congregations for everyone to stand during Kaddish. In conservative congregations, everyone usually sits. Sometimes a distinction is made between the different forms of the Kaddish, or each congregant sits or stands based on his or her own custom. The mourner's Kaddish is often treated differently from the other forms. Those who are standing to recite the Kaddish bow at various points, usually at the first word and at each Amen, also at Yitbarach and Brichu. During Osei Shalom, which is the closing line for all forms of Kaddish except the half Kaddish, congregants take 3 steps back and bow first to the left, then to the right, then forward as if leaving the presence of a king. It is customary to recite the mourner's Kaddish daily for the first week upon the death of a parent, spouse, sibling, or child. Then it is said weekly for the first month and monthly for the first year. After that, it is said annually on the yahrzeit or anniversary of the death of the near relative.